welcome, listening friends. This is Addie Miller, as usual, with your Discerning the Drift ministry program. And as I shared with you at the end of our last program, I was going to begin a little short series. We're not going to go into great detail about this upcoming topic, but it is something that's becoming very popular. It's a belief system, and it's not so much that this belief system is invading Christianity, but its teachings are. So you would never hear someone say that they are part of this group and they want to be a part of a Christian church. But on the other hand, this belief system claims to accept all religions. So what caused me to want to do this program, which would be very much out of the norm of what our ministry encompasses, is that I have been watching a new channel on DirecTV, and it is this belief system that has this channel, the station. And a couple of times I heard someone say that they were giving testimonies that they either were Christian or they tried Christianity or they went to different denominations that were within the Christian walls and ended up coming to this belief system and finding what they wanted. So this caused me to want to address it. Now, I've always been interested in this belief system. And friends, you've probably seen it. It's been in the papers lately. It's been on TV because one of its former members who is a well-known actress has come out of it. And you may already know her name is Leah Remini. And she has a more of a documentary along with a few other people on A&E, I believe. And she has been exposing what she was taught within the walls of Scientology. She was in Scientology since she was a child. And anyway, she has come out. Now, Leah, as far as I know, she's not an atheist. She's not an agnostic. She has a belief in God, but I think I could be bold enough to say that she is not a born again Christian. She doesn't have an aversion to God. Even with everything she went through in Scientology, but she has not yet come to that biblical understanding of what salvation is. But the members of Discerning the Drift have been watching her program. We've watched the first two seasons, and season three is getting ready to begin. And I find it fascinating because I love to know what other faith groups within Christianity and outside of Christianity believe. And the best way, remember I've always said, the best way to know what a religion or a movement or a faith system believes is to go to one of the former members. And so that's one of the reasons why we've been watching her. So what caused me to want to do this program is the fact that I saw a couple of people who claim to be Christians that have gone into Scientology, and they say that they can still be a Christian and be a Scientologist. Well, I kind of knew quite a bit about Scientology already because, as the Lord would have it, when I was in my probably early 20s, I worked for someone who was a Scientologist, had no clue what that was. Now, this was the time where I was in the world, and I really, you know, like I said, I wasn't an atheist. I wasn't an agnostic. I believed the basic core teachings of Christianity, but I was not saved. I was not born again. So when she would talk about things, I would ask her questions because I've always had this curiosity about religions and their beliefs. So she would share with me, and I remember one time she shared with me that that Scientology actually teaches that you can, by thinking of something positive or negative, you can actually manifest it. You can produce it, physically produce it. Which now that I'm learning more about positive confession and name it, claim it, I'm realizing that's the same teaching, is it not? So I feel like, you know, that was the place that, you know, God still had me in his sights, of course. And yet I questioned her and I wanted to know. So I said, you actually believe that because you thought this, you came over this hill and this happened to you. And she said, absolutely. That is what Scientology teaches. So that was my introduction to Scientology. Then, along the way, as I studied things, I would kind of venture off every now and then, and I'd read a book or I'd watch a program about Scientology, but it wasn't really the core of what I wanted to study. It was always on the periphery. But when this Scientology in the Aftermath came out, I knew I was going to be interested in it. So I watched it. Now, friends, just like in the last month or so, Scientology has their own DirecTV station. And can I tell you, I have been watching it and I have been ferociously taking notes. So I went on the internet and I decided that I was going to search. This is exactly what I searched. Christians and Scientology. And I pulled up pros and cons. I pulled up people who said, oh yes, you can be a Christian. You can be a biblical Christian and still be a Scientologist, which, you know, you're going to see when you find out what it's all about, you're going to say, no, you can't. And then I also found individuals who came out of Scientology and they were either Christians, you know, like, I would say cultural Christians when they went in, but then they came out of it because they knew that there was a problem. And so the root of their knowledge of Christianity, whether they were saved or not, is not for me to say. But they came out of Scientology because they realized that it was not compatible with their Christian thinking. And then I have another young woman that she came out and she got saved since she came out of Scientology. But I have a feeling she probably knew a little bit about Christianity when she went in because it troubled her. So all of this just came to being just in the past month because I had a totally different series planned, but I felt like we were going to just take this little rabbit trail for right now. And we're not going to make it a long series like I did with New Age Mysticism and Purpose Driven Emergent Postmodern. It's not going to be that lengthy at all, but I want to share this. Why would I feel the need? Because friends, Scientology is another religion that is claiming that all roads lead to God. And what I'm finding is all the same similarities of all the other aberrant teachings that we have picked up on and that we are addressing that are coming into Christianity. But what really was fearful for me was that I heard people who profess to be Christians saying that they didn't see any contradiction between being a Scientologist and being a Christian. So I went back to my research. Now I already had a lot of research on this. I had several books and I had a DVD or two. And then I also had a bunch of notes that I had taken just over the years from time to time. So I decided just for informational purposes, but more than that, really, for a call to be aware. It's a warning. So if you have someone who says, well, you know, I know I'm a born again Christian, but I love the idea that of Scientology. And I'm going to tell you why Scientology is real appealing to a lot of people. And that way, friends, you will know a little bit about Scientology to tell them it is completely the opposite. It is not compatible with Christianity. No way can a born-again Christian, biblical born-again Christian, be able to yoke itself with Scientology. You will be able to have that information. And because I can tell you, it really tickles the ears. It really does. It's very, very flesh-feeding. It sounds beautiful and wonderful because, of course, once again, they do a lot of good things. There's good works. So it's very appealing to people who really want to do good for their fellow man. And Scientology does do that. But friends, it is a trap. And you will see why I say that. And that's not too harsh of a word, I can tell you. Once you learn about Scientology and how it is deceptive, and it flies under the guise of helping humanity and want to bring the planet to this utopian peace. You recognize the similarities? Still, here's another one. Their desire is to save the planet and all the people on it. And the people that are against it, they consider their enemies. So you see the similarities, and that's why I wanted to share this with you. But only because it's no longer, Scientology is no longer in the background. It's no longer something that is just for big cities, because I know that there's a Scientology church in Lafayette. There used to be, and I'm sure there's probably one in Lake Charles. I really don't know, but I can tell you they are in the huge monstrosity of cities. They really are. They're in LA. They're in Clearwater, Florida. They're in all of the bigger cities, but they generally go in the areas that have a wealthier populace and that have people of notoriety, because I'm sure you know, or you may not, that there are several celebrities that are Scientologists. Of course, the most famous one is Tom Cruise, and there are several others. There's John Travolta and Kirstie Alley and a few others that I can't think of off the top of my head, but they bring Scientology some credibility. So that's why it's very important for Scientologists to get the elite groups to come in, the stars, the people with clout and with power with the masses. So what we're going to do is we're going to share what Scientology is. Most importantly, who L. Ron Hubbard was, who is the founder of Scientology. His name is actually Lafayette Ronald Hubbard, but everybody calls him L. Ron Hubbard, or LRH. And so we're going to talk about him and his history. What's he all about? What kind of character or personality does he have? Does he have a good reputation? Was he a man of his word? Was he truthful? And so on and so forth. And what did he do before he founded a religion? So we're going to talk about that, but let's start with the basics of Scientology first. Scientology claims that people of all religions are compatible with their teachings, including Christians. Scientology also claims to be a church, a religion itself. So my question is how can someone of another religion or church be part of a different religion or church? One of them has to be aberrant. One of them has to be in error. And the answer to that is that because Scientology is ecumenical, it is universal. It is the kind of religion, and I use that in quotations, that teaches that what you do is just add what Scientology, what L. Ron Hubbard's teachings tell you to what you already believe. So it's like an addendum, and it's an attachment to your Christianity. So what does that sound like? If you were with me with purpose-driven emergent postmodernism, you will remember that I said, emergent leader Brian McLaren said, you can be a follower of Jesus Christ and be a Buddhist. You can be a follower of Jesus Christ and be a Muslim. You can be a follower of Jesus Christ and be an atheist. Okay, so this is what Scientology is saying. So how is it that they can accept all other religions and the beliefs of those other religions and say that the teachings of Scientology of LRH can be just added to that? Well, because of ecumenism and because of this universal mentality. Now, here are some of the principles of Scientology. You find your own answers. That's number one. Okay. Let me tell you the clarion call for Scientology, and this will sound very familiar because it is a clarion call for movements that call themselves Christians today. Here's the clarion call. What is true is what is true for you. Now, does that not sound familiar? Doesn't that sound postmodern? When the postmodern church says there's no true truth, your truth is your truth and my truth is my truth. That is exactly the same thing. So you have Scientology, who is very compatible with emergent postmodern that we have just finished a lengthy series on. So let me continue with the principles. You find your own answers. You find your own answers about the fact that you're not a physical body. Now remember, Pierre Teilhard de Chardin, he is the father of the New Age movement. He was a practicing Roman Catholic, and he had a quote that went something like this: you are not a human having a spiritual experience. You are a spiritual being having a human experience. Well, this is the same thing that LRH said. You're not this physical body. That's not who you are. You are spirit. Now, he has a special name for spirit. It's called a thetan. T-H-E-T-A-N. Thetan. We're going to get more into that and what that all is all about down the road. The next principle is you are a being of consciousness. Now, remember the buzzwords, friends. Consciousness. New Age. New Age. When we start talking about your consciousness and awakening your consciousness, this is the New Age Hinduistic belief system. Now, they believe your intelligence comes from and emanates from your thetan, which is your spirit. The other principle is you can increase your ability. Now, you have to stick with me because I'm going to tell you how Scientology says you can increase your ability. Now, the subject, this was going to sound so familiar, the subject of Scientology is you. Now, does that not sound familiar? This book is not about you, and then Rick Warren writes about a book and everything that came along with it, all about you. I find, and I know that you're going to pick up similarities between Scientology and what is coming into the church. So for this little short series, we're going to step outside of the walls of the church, and we're going to address a belief system that claims to be the genuine belief system, number one. That's from LRH. And that it can be compatible with anything that you believe. Just come on in and everybody will have kumbaya moments. Now, a little bit of background about Scientology and where it all started. The founder was L. Ron Hubbard, like I said, Lafayette Ronald Hubbard. He is the founder and developer of Scientology. He was born in 1911 and he died in 1986. The Scientology religion itself, and this is from the writings of Scientology. Remember, I always say you go to the source. I love to talk to people or to read about people who come out of it, but I also go directly to the source. So you can go to Scientology.org. There are several websites that you can go, and they tell you exactly what they believe. They really are not hiding anything from you until you get, because you are not high enough in the rankings of Scientology. Once you get to this higher ranking, which we're going to talk about later, then they start telling you secrets that Scientology holds. So here we have that Scientology's religion owes a spiritual debt to the Eastern faiths. So Eastern mysticism, friends. LRH was very much influenced by Buddhism. Now, I see a lot of Hinduism in his teachings, but he really, Buddhism was his thing. If he had to claim any religion outside of Scientology, and this is my opinion, I would say that he would claim Buddhism. But his beliefs in Buddhism and his affinity for Buddhism really plays a big part in his teachings, writings, and lecturings about the core teachings of Scientology. Now, but this religion, Scientology was born in the West. Now it applies spiritual concepts to every aspect of your life. So doesn't that sound wonderful? It sounds great, doesn't it? You know, let's apply the spiritual aspect of things to every part of your life. Well, most people would ooh ah over that. But as you will see, it's troublesome indeed. Now, Hubbard had an introductory book. It was called Scientology, A New Slant on Life. And he writes in this is a direct quote from LRH, Scientology is the science of knowing how to know answers. The science of knowing how to know answers. Now, what he claims is Scientology will give you the tools, the knowledge, the academic knowledge, the tools to overcome certain things so that you can find the answers that are true for you. Not for anybody else, but for yourself. So he goes on to claim this in bolder and bigger statements later on in some of his writings. Now here's some of the beliefs. And friends, I want you to pick everything that sounds familiar of what we were teaching, exposing in our last series of emergent postmodernism, of purpose driven, of the New Age movement. Pick up on the similarities. I mean, some of them are identical beliefs. Here's the first one, and this to me is the most glaring identical belief. In Scientology, man is considered good. Man is considered basically good. And that his spiritual salvation depends on himself. His relationship with his fellows, that's what they call your fellow mankind. They call them fellows. And his attainment, now listen to this, remember New Age, and his attainment of brotherhood with the universe. Remember our New Age teachings that we shared with you. Everything that we just heard either was from purpose driven, emergent postmodernism, Hinduism, or the New Age movement. See and watch and listen for the similarities. Scientology teaches that man is spirit. Man's spirit is called a thetan. And the reason why they picked that word was because they didn't want it to get mixed up with the spirit of Christianity and other belief systems. And a thetan is considered a spirit or a life force. Remember, the New Age movement teaches that God is an energy or a force. So there's another, like the whole thing, friends, you will be able to pick up, say, oh, that's the same as the New Age movement. Oh, that's the same teaching as postmodernism. I promise you, you will be able to pick this up. One of the main teachings that they have in Scientology is to say that man's spirit alone may save. Okay, salvation comes through man himself. His own spirit will save him and will heal his body. And they mean physical healing, because just like, friends, positive confession, just like the law of attraction, just like a word of faith, they teach that if you're ill or you have difficulties in your life, it's because you're thinking or speaking negative. It's the same thing as word of faith. It's called new thought. It's called theosophy. It's also called Christian Science. So there's nothing new under the sun, friends. Just like Solomon said, it's nothing new. It's a different name, but it's the same teachings that we have been sharing with you for the last several programs. And that's one of the reasons why I wanted to share this with you, is because I want you, first of all, I want you to be informed, because it seems like Scientology is coming more and more and more to the forefront and to the little people. It's coming more and more adapted to the regular everyday Joe and Joanna. So be informed. It's very important that we know what people believe, that we need to know their worldview. Now, all of Herbert's writings and lectures are considered scripture. They are considered Scientology's scripture. And I watched a program where they are taking all of his works, whether it was recorded or on paper or on audio, video, whatever, and they have just created this monstrosity of a building that has its sole purpose is to make sure that all of his work has longevity. It does not become corrupted by time, falling apart and breaking down like the paper breaks down or the film. Because remember, this was early on. He did a lot of this in the 1950s, and a lot of technology that we have today was not available then. So they have gobs of money, and you can see it because their television program, friends, is top notch. I mean, it is the best that I have seen. I can't get over the quality of the programming on this Scientology network. So what is Scientology? Now, I got this off of a Scientology website, Scientology.org. So I'm just literally just telling you exactly what they would tell you if you would be interested in becoming a Scientologist. This is what it said on this website. Scientology is a religion that offers a precise path leading to a complete and certain understanding of one's true spiritual nature and one's relationship to self, family, groups, mankind, all life forms, the material universe, the spiritual universe, and the supreme being. Those are called the dynamics. There's eight of them, and we're going to talk about those later. Scientology addresses the spirit, not the body. And it says not the mind, but I found that that is not true because they spend a lot of time teaching about the mind, about two separate parts of the mind. One is the one that you're trying to overcome, and the other one you're trying to get motivated. So we'll talk about that too later. And it believes that man is far more than a product of his environment or his genes. Here's Scientology's truths. Man is an immortal spiritual being called a thetan. His experience extends well beyond a single lifetime. Okay, if we had a drum roll, this is where we'd put it. Scientology believes in something that they call past lives. And friends, it's only because they refuse to say the word reincarnation. So it claims that each thetan spirit being had other lives before living on Earth. It had past lives that were spent on other planets. Now, that sounds very similar to Mormonism. Now, we won't go down that path. You know, that's a whole different teaching. But it's very similar to Mormonism. Scientology teaches that the spirit's capabilities are unlimited, even if not presently realized. Unlimited, friends. What unlimited means what? They believe that man can attain godhood. See, there's another similarity. There is another compatible teaching from what we have been teaching that's coming into the church. Scientology holds that man, and by the way, every time they had the word man, they capitalized it. Remember when I told you how important it is to recognize words, because there's a meaning when they capitalize a word. Man is always capitalized. Why? Because man is heading towards divinity. Man is heading and evolving to godhood. So Scientology believes and holds that man, capitalized, by the way, to be basically good, and that his spiritual salvation depends solely on himself, his fellows, and his attainment of brotherhood with the universe. Now, that just flew hundreds of red flags for me, because that is so much like the New Age movement and what we have taught that really is Hinduism. Scientology is not a dogmatic religion. In other words, they have no core doctrines in which one is asked to accept anything on faith alone. So they believe in what, friends? They believe in experience. They don't believe in fact. They believe that you go out and find your own truth and you experience it. And if it's considered true for you, then that would be your truth. The ultimate goal of Scientology is true spiritual enlightenment. Can you think New Age and Hinduism? Absolutely. Can you think contemplative meditation and Christian, in quotation, yoga and transcendental meditation? Of course you can. So the goal of Scientology is true spiritual enlightenment and freedom. Now, LRH wrote Dianetics, which I'm sure some of you if you're older, you will recognize this because they blasted it on the TV. I remember seeing commercials for it. He wrote Dianetics, the modern science of mental health. Now, I thought that Scientology wasn't all about the mind. Remember, we read that on a website. But when you will hear what I have to share with you, you will realize that they are all about the mind. They're about the spirit, but they're about the mind as well, about manipulating it. Now, later, it was known as Dianetics, the modern science of mental health, and it was published in 1950. The discovery of the reactive mind. Now, they say this, there's a reactive mind. Part of your mind is a reactive mind. And what do they call that? What does LRH call that? That's the area of your mind that he claims is the hidden source of nightmares, unreasonable fears, upsets, and insecurities, and so on and so forth. They use this to discover your past lives, because if you didn't have something traumatic happen to you in this life, like when you were a child or a baby or even in the womb, then it must have come from your previously lived life. So are you picking up on Hinduism in there? I am. There's just red flags everywhere. Now, the following is very important. This is, again, from the website. Scientology holds in common with all great religions the dream of peace on earth and salvation for man. What is new about Scientology is that it offers a precise path for bringing about spiritual improvement in the here and now, and a way to accomplish it with absolute certainty. Now, friends, this is nothing else than Rick Warren's peace plan. It's the emergent movement building the kingdom of God on earth now. It's a kingdom now, dominion now theology. All goes in the same bucket. Scientology deals directly with the freeing of the human spirit and greater spiritual awareness. Now, think back. You remember when I said in the New Age movement, they teach that the spirit of man is trapped in this body of which it needs to be released. And the only way that it can be released is when it becomes an enlightened being. It's the same thing in Scientology. It deals directly with freeing of the spirit from this flesh and causing that spirit to have more spiritual awareness. So man is, in Scientology, man is a spiritual being, and he's called a Thetan. A Thetan is immortal, has lived and continues to live through countless lifetimes. And of course, they will never use the word reincarnation. I have yet to see it. They use the term past lives. Now, there's something called auditing. And auditing has to do with this contraption. It's an electrical device called an e-meter. And you have someone who's an auditor who sits on the other side of you, and they ask you certain questions. And there's like a little meter on the e-meter that's facing the auditor. And when you answer those questions, they write down what that little needle does. And they claim to be able to find out why you're having troubles in your life. Why are you not successful? Why can you not keep a relationship going? Why you have fears and anxieties and so on and so forth. This is what their claim is. Now, the auditing and the training increases, according to Scientology, increases spiritual awareness and the attaining and understanding of both the spiritual world and ultimately the supreme being. Now, they love to say God is a supreme being. Well, that's basically generic, right? Because if God is a supreme being, he can be an energy, a force, an it, a she, a he, a them. So they use a generic term just like AA does. Because what did they say? What has Scientology told us so far that told us everything? What is true is what is true for you. In other words, you find the God that works for you. And that's exactly what it comes down to. This is another claim that Scientology carries forward a religious tradition extending 10,000 years and embraces truths found in the oldest sacred texts of the Hindu Veda and the wisdom of Buddhism. That's on their website, friends. And I also picked up some of the same information from watching their TV channel, their TV programming. Same thing. They teach a lot of the same thing that's on their website. They share it in I have to say, it's absolutely beautiful formats. The quality is beyond expression. It really is. I mean, they have spared no expense. And you can tell that they haven't spared any expense at all to put this TV station on DirecTV. One of the things that I think is a draw, something that makes Scientology a little bit more acceptable to individuals that were raised in America. Because, you know, even though people are not Christians, you know, in America, they might not be anything. They still know something about Christianity because they've been brought up in the United States. One of the draws, one of the things that makes people drop their guard is there's their symbol that they use. And if you may have seen it, it's a cross. It's a cross with like an X in the middle of it, where the two parts of the beams cross. There's an X there too. So it actually has 8 points. And it's called the Scientology cross. Now, I think that makes people drop their guard because they'll say, well, there's a cross on the building. But friends, it has nothing to do with Christianity. Let me share with you what the 8-pointed cross is all about. The 8-pointed cross of Scientology is representing, now this again, friends, is from their website and from their TV programming. The 8-point cross is representing the 8 parts or dynamics of life through which individuals are striving to survive. And I already kind of shared with you about them. Number 1 is the self dynamic. Number 2 is the marriage or sex dynamic. That's just, you know, marriage and procreating, having children. Number 3 is the group dynamic. Number 4, the mankind dynamic. Number 5, life forms dynamic. Number 6, the physical universe dynamic, which they break into 4 parts, which is matter, energy, space, and time, which they shorten to MEST, M-E-S-T. Number 7 is the spiritual dynamic. And number 8 is infinity, which equals this. This is the definition of their infinity. The allness of all. Now, doesn't that sound new agey to you? It does to me. And of course, you can also consider it supreme being or creator. The ability to live in harmony with respect to each of these spheres of existence is symbolized by the Scientology cross. Scientology claims the cross as a symbol because they say that it predates Christianity. It predates Christianity. And that's a whole other thing. We don't even want to go there right now, but that's why, but friends, may I say, this is my opinion. I believe that the reason why LRH picked the cross is because he knew that people would drop their guard. And that's a symbol that even though you are not a Christian, you still know it. You are aware of it. You are familiar with it. And so I believe he chose the cross simply as something to manipulate people to be more open to what his teachings were. Now, this is my opinion. I haven't read this anywhere, but there are so many symbols that he could pick. Why would he pick a cross? And I think it's because it's so acceptable today. Everybody's seen one. Everybody knows about it, generally speaking. Now, in the Scientology symbol, it's a big S, and then there's two triangles or pyramids, and I don't think that's an accident, because pyramids have a lot of meaning in the mystical, in the mystery religion. So I don't think there's a coincidence there. But anyway, the first pyramid that superimposed on the S for Scientology is ARC, Affinity, Reality, and Communication. The second one is KRC, Knowledge, Responsibility, and Control. So that's where the symbols are. They have the cross. That's actually 8-pointed. It's a cross with an X, and that makes it 8 points. And then you have the S, the big S, with the two triangles. I'll call them pyramids. Now, Dianetics is LRH's discovery of the single source of nightmares, unreasonable fears, upsets, insecurities, and psychosomatic illness. He says this is the reactive mind. Now, remember when I said on the website, they said, it's not a religion about the mind, but then you see all these teachings that LRH has about the mind. They say it's more of it's about the spirit, but I'm seeing that it's not only about the spirit, but it's about the mind. So LRH, this is again from their writings. LRH lays out a simple, practical, easily taught technology to overcome this. Now, you notice, friends, because they claim that man is innately good, man is basically good, they have to find a source of the difficulties that we experience in ourselves. We call it sin because we do not believe that man is innately good. We believe that man is a sinner and we need a savior. But LRH doesn't believe that. He believes that man is good. So what did he have to do? He had to find some way to explain the difficulties within man. He wasn't going to call it sin because man is innately good. So what does he do? He says it's the reactive mind. And the reactive mind is, in short, the place that stores the traumas and difficulties of your life. Whether it's this life or whatever past life you've had, that's according to Scientology. And the goal is to reach the state of clear, C-L-E-A-R. That means that you have reached enlightenment. See, they won't use the word enlightenment. Why? Because it's too New Agey, it's too Buddhist, it's too Hindu. They won't use that. They won't use reincarnation because it's too New Age, it's too Buddhist, it's too Hindu. But they are teaching the teachings of the New Age, of Buddhism, of Hinduism. See how they change the words. The definitions here are the same, but the words are different. Now, it goes on to say on the website, Dianetics further defined as what the soul is doing to the body, a psychosomatic condition, which causes illnesses. The soul, according to LRH, causes the illnesses. So no Scientologist, friends, will ever be sick. No Scientologist will ever remain sick. Now, this is Word of Faith, Positive Confession. This is Law of Attraction and The Secret. That is exactly what it is. I continue with the information. Scientology's definition of the mind is a communication and control system between the Thetan, the spirit being, and the spiritual being, which is the person himself. The reactive mind, which is what stores the mental image pictures that are called engrams, E-N-G-R-A-M-S. It's a picture, basically, a stamp. It's a complete recording of every perception or memory that you've had, and it's especially the traumatic ones. Dianetics procedure recounts an incident of unconsciousness, reduces it, then erases it, vanishes it forever, which means they are erasing past lives so that you can go on and live your present life. Pretty much that's what it is. They talk about higher states of existence that are available to man, remember capital letter M, and are attainable through Scientology. So what they claim is that they will help you to evolve into a divine being. Now, they might not say it just in those so many words. They make it a little bit more softer, a little bit less harsh. Like, you know, they're not going to tell somebody that we're going to help you become God. They'll say, we're going to help you become better, a better human, a better spirit, a better spiritual being. And you will continue evolving. Because if you've had past lives, then you're going to have future lives. And it's basically the law of karma. In other words, you do something wonderful here and your next life is going to be better. Oh, and let me share with you this. There is one difference between the reincarnation or past life teachings of Scientology and Hinduism. And I believe that LRH, he did this on purpose because he probably had this very negative, gross idea of coming back as a bug. So he claims that their past lives and their reincarnation, their spirit, Thetan spirits, can only come back in people. So you won't come back as a critter. You won't come back as a bug or, you know, or a worm or a chicken. You will always come back, according to Scientology, as a human being. Now, I purposefully shared all of that with you before I told you what LRH did for a biggest part of his life. He was a science fiction writer. Does that not surprise you? Now, he did this college and that college and never really finished much of anything. He was in the military for a short period of time, I believe the Navy. But he was a very, very successful science fiction writer. That should not surprise any of us. So keep that in mind as we continue. I thought that was a very interesting tidbit when I ran across that bit of information. LRH created a chart to spiritual betterment with a bridge to the higher plateau, which, friends, is enlightenment. They won't use that word because they don't want it to be connected to Hinduism or New Age. The bridge to total freedom through a higher state of being. Your spirit, so you are you in a body with a mind. Again, that's that Desjardins quote. You are not a physical being having a spiritual experience. You are a spiritual being having a physical experience. That is exactly what LRH is teaching. In Scientology, the eighth dynamic, which we just went through those, is their concept of God and the urge towards existence as infinity or the supreme being. So what are you trying to do, friends? You are trying to have union with God. Does that ring a bell for you? I hope it does. That is New Age Hindu teachings and philosophies. Because he considers man desiring union with God through their Thetan, their spirit Thetan, he says that Thetans are life force creating matter, energy, space, and time. So we can create, friends. There's that law of attraction. There's that we are little gods. We can create the physical universe. That man is part of God and God is part of man. Pantheism, friends, union with God. Very, very much the same thing as Hinduism and the New Age. Now, as we close, I see our time is getting short. I thank you for allowing me this little tangent, but I really think it's important that we understand what Scientology is all about because of its teaching. It's not under Scientology, but the same teachings coming into the church and Christians actually going and yoking themselves with Scientology. I think it's very important to understand that. Well, I hope you continue staying with us, and I thank you for joining us today, and be blessed. We'll see you on the next one.